Getting engaged can be stressful. Getting the right ring won't be at BlueNile.com. The jewelers at BlueNile.com have sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds and ready to ship to your door. Get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code POD at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com, code POD, for $50 off.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, meeting women, Hilton Head, and Legos. It's coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Charlie, man. Thanks for calling. I'm either away from my desk right now or serving a life sentence with very little chance of parole. Either way, at the tone, please leave a detailed threat, and I'll return your call as soon as I'm released, man. Helter-skelter.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Got a letter for Al.
Al's not here.
Sure ain't.
No Al.
That's very helpful.
Well,
you can call me Al.
My favorite song. My favorite really? Song.
I hate that song.
I know a lot of people do.
I hate that song.
It's a wonderful song.
I love it.
It's a terrible album.
So
it's pretentious.
I love it.
Got all those awards because of this.
Love it.
Yeah, I do.
All right, call Pat. Al, go ahead. Read your letter.
You going to be Al?
Sure.
Okay.
Do the voice.
Al,
this is
so Al has a voice. Al is,
I'm terrified.
Do the voice.
No. I'm terrified.
Al is single.
Do the voice. Al is single.
As you know, yeah. Al, being a gentleman, when yeah. he and his girlfriend broke up, he actually moved out of his own apartment
right.
and gave her a couple months to get out.
Well.
Then, of course, he fumigated it. And then he.
No, he took she took everything, yeah. remember?
He's trying to curb the
let's
crazy.
Be honest.
Cleaned him
yeah.
out.
Al did something really bad, right?
I, you know what? I tried to. He did not
yes.
care for the implication.
No. Oh, really?
No. Yeah.
He was
like
he
it.
Was a gentleman. He
just
did everything.
Being silly.
No, I don't.
Al just asked, "How do I meet women?"
Right.
Uh oh.
And he was calling us from Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Got yeah. this. Al Jackson can meet women. Christy, you're going to like this. At pickleball brew pubs.
Ugh.
It works.
Huh. Is this coming from a man or a woman?
This is coming from a guy who said that's how his son met his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
You were saying how popular pickleball has become.
Crazy. I'm so sick and tired of seeing pictures and hearing about pickleball.
Denver has become the land of the weirdos. They've got all sorts of juice bars and places where adults go to build Legos together. There's what? A lot of goofs out there in
it's
Denver.
It's always right. been.
There's a Lego
yeah.
bar?
Lego.
Yeah, time out. I'm on board with the Legos.
You know what? I made it up as a joke. It does sound like a really good time.
Oh, I think we need serious. To brainstorm this idea.
But yeah,
yeah that, that's not a thing you guys need to talk about.
Yeah,
that should be. A
but
thing.
It's like Denver is all bars with like Connect Four, but all the
sure.
things are as big as your face.
It's well, giant Jenga and stuff.
Yeah. Then Al should have a great time. He doesn't need. You don't need a drink. You can just play games.
Did you see that latest Lego? That's the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Oh my what? Gosh, we have that. We oh, have it.
Did you get
we
it?
We have it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
so disappointed. I went to Universal and the Back to the Future ride is
it
gone.
Lights up and everything.
Aww.
But on the grounds, they do have. One of the actual DeLoreans used in the filming of the
nice.
Movie.
Hmm.
The ride that took over The Simpsons is terrific. So
yeah, that was one of the ones I did not go on.
Oh, okay. That's what the Back of the Future ride used to be. It's yeah. great.
I yeah. love The Simpsons.
Okay. So we'll read this to Al next week.
And yes, I know pickleball's great and it's fun. I've played it. Maybe I'm just pissed because my sister puts up pictures every single
no.
day ever playing pickleball.
Oh, so you're displacing
and
you're displacing
living
great,
in the cold.
Great for her
yeah.
over here. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Where's your sister live?
Hilton Head.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're taking it well.
I am.
Anyway.
Doesn't that sound like one of those...
you know, there are
those,
very few loves like a sister's love, I think.
Just like one of those
that's
Karnak,
I'm jealous,
the magnificent,
I admit.
Karnak, the magnificent things. The answer is Hilton Head.
Oh, yes. Yes. What is I received at the hotel last night? What is Paris's favorite
yeah,
gift
there you go.
To
we'll
her boyfriend?
There. We'll get there.
Well done.
I love my sister. I'm just jealous. That's great that, you know, but the weather's better.
Okay. Is there like, what's the opposite of Schadenfreude? Like taking joy in people's pain, like receiving pain from other people's joy.
Yeah.
Like you ever see someone you don't like having a good day on Instagram and you're like, man, I wish they would.
There is.
Yeah, honey, it's called Freudenshot. Jealousy.
Oh. Freudenshot.
Yeah. Just flipped.
I didn't read this one because it was really long and complicated, but the essence of the story is...
That sounds like right up your alley.
I know even for me it was...
Long and complicated, the Tom Griswold story.
Dr. Andy Tagg is an ER physician. He and a group of pediatricians deliberately swallowed Lego pieces.
No.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Yeah, why the hell would you do that?
To see if they
can
treat each other?
It says they... He says, on a regular basis, I meet anxious parents whose kids have swallowed small toys, and I wondered if there was a way to reassure them that an emergency room visit was not always necessary.
Oh,
Dr. Tagg swallowed two Lego pieces, and five other physicians swallowed Lego heads and measured the time it took them to pass through their bodies.
Yeah, tell me, is it a one by one, a two by one?
He said, according to the study, they averaged 1.71 days for an adult, sometimes up to 3 days to pass a Lego head.
Pardon me, honey. I got to go prospect my dump for a Lego head.
Have you guys ever stepped on a Lego? Can you imagine what it'd be like to pass a Lego?
Well, listen to this. One of the doctors was unable to locate the Lego after 3 weeks of searching his stools.
These guys don't seem like real doctors to me.
This is from the Journal of Pediatrics.
So did they end up giving this guy surgery to find this Lego?
It doesn't say
I think your stomach acid would take care of a lot of it, right?
Wouldn't an adult's digestive system be different than a child's?
Sure.
Yeah, I suppose. It says, this is interesting. Physicians sought to raise awareness for objects that can be harmful if swallowed, especially those button batteries.
Oh, yeah.
They can burn through an esophagus in a couple of hours.
Good Lord.
So don't leave those lying around.
No.
Yikes. In any event, it goes on and on and on about this. But, so we were talking about Lego bars. Okay. That might be a fun time.
We had a Lego stuck up the nose with one of my kids. They had one way up there, a one by one.
I get that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't, I mean, it was a while. We had to get in there and get it. We didn't take them to the emergency room, but yeah, it was frightening.
By the way, these physicians are not without a sense of humor. They standardized certain aspects of the search. This sounds like something
this
I would make up.
This is something that you just love. Go on. It's got to be something to do with poop.
they called it the stool hardness and transit score.
See? Oh, my gosh.
Or the shat.
Stop. No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, they did. It's
transit?
They were obviously...
The
speed?
Like many of these acronyms, I think they went backwards to get what they wanted.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, you hear those all the time, but they really force it to make it fit the word.
Yeah.
Boy.
In any event, it's an interesting study. So there we go. Now,
I've heard of a brick, but this is ridiculous.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
It took a lifetime to find the person you want to marry. Finding the perfect engagement ring is a lot easier. At BlueNile.com, you can find or design the ring you've always dreamed of with help from Blue Nile's jewelry experts who are on hand 24/7 to answer questions and the ease and convenience of shopping online. For a limited time, get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code POD at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code POD at BlueNile.com.
Oh,
Christy Lee is at the news desk. What have we missed?
In Mexico, a zoo director killed four pygmy goats at the zoo and cooked them up for the zoo's Christmas party. Authorities report that, quote, this put the health of the people who ate them at risk because these animals were not fit for human consumption.
Why not?
Jose Ruben Nava was replaced as director of the local zoo in the city of Chilpancingo. Officials said an investigation also revealed.
Okay, no, admittedly, does Chilpancingo sound like something great this week at Taco Bell?
It sure does.
It tastes like pygmy goat.
With sour cream, you kidding me?
Chilpancingo.
Under Nava's orders, a zebra was traded for some tools.
That's so funny. That's like the baseball player that got traded for the announcer.
Yeah.
I'll give you a zebra, you give me a ratchet set.
Also, he's responsible for a deer and a Watusi cattle traded to private individuals without proper accounting.
You ever seen a deer do the Watusi?
It is hilarious.
You'd pay good money.
Do the Watusi.
I remember that. That shows up in a couple of songs, too. Doing the Watusi.
Sure.
Yeah, I think it's probably not happening anymore. There's an ad for a new zoo director. It's kind of interesting. Did you see this, Kristen?
I did not.
They're looking for a zoo director who must be vegan. Funny enough.
Oh.
Have you ever eaten goat?
No, you talked about it once. Oh, that was enough for
so
me.
I just had goat last week for the first time. There's a Jamaican restaurant here in the city. Yes, and you can stop. I got oxtail, goat. I got some Jamaican patties. Highly recommend.
Hey, I'm Jamaican a pad.
Is he an Irish guy?
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Godwin, yes. You could become Jamaican patty.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, baroop, whatever the hell you insist. Yeah.
Oh, gosh, let's not go down that road again.
Yeah, we'll probably get fired. I disagree. I went to a place and they made a real big deal out of their goat tacos.
Didn't like it?
Oh, they were awesome. Maybe, even if I didn't know they were goat, I would have hated them.
I have a lamb bolognese that you would enjoy right now. Yeah.
I love lamb.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah, come get some.
Okay, well, we'll give it a try.
Yeah, come get some. Yeah, see if I don't shoot you in the head.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Rip it out of my hands.
Sorry, that wasn't a threat.
Right now, I want to. Speaking of food, and Miss Hooker is going to maybe next week or the week after make my mom's famous roll recipe.
I'd love to.
That sounds like it'll be really
great.
Fun.
Can't wait to watch you sob on the air. Good Lord, what are you setting yourself up for?
He does that. I don't want to mention her.
Yeah. Oh, it'll be sad, but they're delicious.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. Not for you.
What I need in my life is more sadness. That'd be great.
Same here.
Don't you think, Willie? Sadness all around. Let's go.
What was your mom's favorite thing to cook for you?
No, Tom. No.
She really didn't ever...
White Castle. She'd bring White Castle.
Indulge
home.
In cooking. Dad would cook every now and then, but not very often.
Okay, Christy, your mom must have been able to cook something pretty good, huh?
Oh, my mom made a wonderful pot roast in the pressure cooker.
Love pot roast.
With potatoes and carrots. Oh,
I'm a big fan. Josh, what does your mom make that was the best?
Oh, my gosh. Her tuna casserole was such a delight, and her egg salad. Mm. Oh, my gosh. She makes a macaroni salad she calls club salad to die for.
Nice.
When I was a kid, my mom would always make my dad angry.
Yeah.
Good pancakes, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The main one.
Hey, he said, trying to change the topic.
Oh, okay, I will get Aces
Didn't
later.
Your mom just order out because she was rich?
Oh, no, I see the confusion. She's married to a man named Rich.
Oh, okay. My
and they're married.
Yeah.
They're married now?
They've been married.
They have. I thought they were living in
for a really long time.
No, they've been married.
Are they going to try for another little family?
I don't know. I don't know. By the way, things aren't... That joke may have an expiration date.
Well, I'm sure my dad will be very delicate.
I may be maybe getting a harmonica to go along with the banjo.
Two Christmases.
He's not on the River of Styx, but he can see the shore. Oh, yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, that's what...
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Have we missed anything?
Yeah, we missed the shock customer at an Alabama gas station who found a human penis in the parking lot.
I don't understand.
It's not a good story.
Oh.
Well, obviously, it's not a good story if there's a lone penis laying in a parking lot.
Usually, you just find the condom.
The dismembered member was found shortly after 6 a.m. Monday at a gas station on I-10. The Mobile Police Department says that the shocking discovery is not being investigated as an assault or a murder. Apparently, this penis was tied probably to the deadly crash of a motorcyclist that same morning.
Oh no.
Wow. And you know, wearing a helmet wouldn't help that.
That's grim.
Isn't that awful?
How hard do you have to hit?
Why are we talking about it?
There's a chance it was like skidded off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, even the gas pumps say put the hose back when you're done. But really, that is just awful.
That is terrible.
You're just at the gas station having a nice day, watching Mario Lopez as you fill up. And
yep.
Yeah. Next thing you know. Yeah.
Laying there on the ground.
Bang, crash, penis.
Isn't that brutal?
Yeah.
I'm surprised anybody recognized it.
Well, I think you'd know.
No, I mean, I think you'd think it was... Yeah, because you're not contextually thinking of body parts lying in the parking lot.
Right. Honey, what is that crow pecking at?
Well, it's a good segue. We can go from crows to pigeons because we do have pigeons in the news.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, you're in good voice today.
I got to find the pigeon story. I wasn't where I was going. Let's see. Here we go. This is just as sad. An animal welfare organization says a pink pigeon that was found in New York City.
All these animals on welfare. A lot of them abusing the system. It's just,
welfare pigeons.
Get a job.
Carrier pigeons.
This pink pigeon apparently part of a gender reveal party.
Oh.
CBS News reports the brightly colored bird drew attention after it was discovered in Manhattan's Madison Square Park. The Wild Bird Fund said the domestic king pigeon was deliberately dyed pink and released, possibly as part of a gender reveal. The organization is now caring for the pigeon, which it says showed signs of long-term malnutrition.
Oh.
It reminded people, never dye domestic birds or release them into the wild for any occasion.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Be it a wedding, funeral, or gender reveal, because they cannot survive in the wild.
They have to remind people not to spray paint birds?
Apparently.
Doesn't that sound like a sex move, though?
The old spray-painted bird? Or the pink pigeon?
I gave her the old pink pigeon. Yeah. She's not going to walk right for a week.
Sure.
Seems to be a theme.
It's
sad.
It's always not. Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton, never mind.
NASA scientists are showing up their new fake moon landscape.
We knew it. Chick's been saying it for years.
Fake.
This moon surface mimics the real thing in every detail. The space agency adds that this updated lab model with ultra-realistic lighting and terrain simulates lunar conditions.
Thank you, Stanley.
Scientists now have two major types of lunar surfaces at their disposal.
Stanley Kubrick.
To help train future robots, rovers, and astronauts traveling to the real moon's polar regions.
Who's a good rover? You're a good Mars rover.
I'm surprised they did because
I'm surprised they admitted to this.
Yeah, because this is just going to get... This is the new... There, I guess there's a couple of these... The giant warehouses that have a fake moon surface on them, so they can practice. But
sure,
now by talking about it, they're gonna all the conspiracy theorists are gonna come out of the woodwork.
See, we told you, some conspiracies are true, aren't they?
Yeah, that's where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
the truth.
I knew you'd love it.
People used to think females can have orgasms. Now we know.
Yeah. Courtesy of NASA.
Impossible.
Alan Shepard sampled 10,000 women, and I understand that the book We Seven about the astronauts, in Mr. Shepard's case, should have been called We Nine.
Oh, really? Congratulations, Mr. Shepard.
Very impressive.
You know, we were talking about that zoo earlier, the man
eating the animals.
The goat.
Yeah, boy. Goat? Yeah. In a zoo? Is that?
Pygmy goats. Cute, though.
Yeah, but that's like a petting zoo thing. It doesn't sound like the worst zoo I've ever been to.
What's the worst zoo?
Terrible zoo. Only had one animal, and it was a stinking dog. Oh, boy. What a shih tzu.
The dog was a shih tzu. Very good. I was buying it.
It took a little while.
I
flubbed it a little bit.
I thought he was doing one of his serious things.
It was
like
a shih tzu.
Like he did earlier about the impending death of his stepfather. And then...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do, like, artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever You listen.